White, J.E. White. Bloomfield, California, December 23, 1872. Dear children, Edson and Willie, Elder Loughborough and his wife and myself came to this place last Friday. We make Brother Judson's house our home. Brother Judson has a large, convenient house. There are two rooms he gives to your father and myself, his large parlor below with a fireplace and the parlor chamber with a stove. I think in about 1 week we shall come here to stay a while. Your father did not feel well enough to ride 15 miles to attend quarterly meeting. He is better than he was one while, but as soon as he improves, he engages in writing. His whole being is in the work and the advancement of the cause of God. Your father has been very signally blessed of God for a few weeks past. He is cheerful and happy. He has decided that it cannot be his duty to leave California before spring. We shall try to write and get out my second volume of Spirit of Prophecy. We had a very good meeting yesterday. I spoke to the people, and then we had the ordinances and the Lord's Supper. It was a solemn, profitable season. One sister by the name of Peoples came 6 miles to the meeting with Sister Wallace. She had not attended meeting for above 1 year. Her husband is a violent opposer to the truth. She enjoyed the meeting very much. She bore a good testimony, and the Lord blessed her with his Spirit. Brother Wood came up to the meeting in company with a brother by the name of Pulse. This man is a German. A man employed by one of our brethren bought about $3 worth of books. He was asked why he bought them, as he had no intention of keeping the Sabbath himself. He said he wanted them to distribute. He let this German, Pulse, have a book upon the sanctuary. He became interested and went to his German friend to inquire if he had any more books like the one he lent him. He said he had. He bought all the man had and read the tracts carefully and prayerfully, saw the truth upon the Sabbath, and started keeping it. He sent to Battle Creek for more publications, sent $100, and wished all but 20 to go where most needed in the cause. He ordered $20 worth of books and the review sent to him. He and his wife and hired girl have been keeping the Sabbath a short time. He came up to Santa Rosa to find some Sabbath keepers. When he heard of our quarterly meeting, Brother Wood and he came to Bloomfield, and my discourse yesterday was the first preaching he has heard on the truth. He was a Southerner. Seems to be a well-informed man. He bought $6 worth of books of Loughborough. We learned he lives near Sister Healy at Red Bluff, but he had never seen a Sabbath keeper till he came out here to Santa Rosa. You see, the work of God is moving forward, and you can also see the work the silent messengers are doing in bringing souls to the knowledge of the truth. How important all are in working order now. We are surely nearing the close of time, and we have no time to spend purposelessly. We should have an aim and object before us to do something in this great work. The cause of God will advance. If we have no part in it, God will choose those who will be consecrated and holy, who will devote their interest to the great work of gathering in souls to the ark. Dear children, I long to see you consecrated wholly to God, where he can use you as instruments of righteousness. Do not trust in your own strength, but rely upon God. He will be your stay and your everlasting friend if you will trust in him. Take hold by living faith of the promises of God. My son Edson, let not selfishness dwell in your heart, and be very guarded in your desire to follow the promptings of hasty decisions and your own inclinations. Be determined to make your stay at Florence Heights profitable. Be thorough. Don't be superficial. God will help you in your purposes if you commit your ways to him and have his fear before you. God will help all who will help themselves. We labored very hard at Santa Rosa.
Mrs. Harris was excluded from the fellowship of the church. It was a stormy time. Six came into the church: Brother Diggins, Sister Rowland, Sister Chittenden, Sister Davis, Sister Ball, and a brother from the First Day Adventists, a young man named Champion. Several more will unite with the church soon. We had the sweetest and best meetings the last time we were there that we had ever had at Santa Rosa. I visited Sister Roper. Her husband is a banker. We had a very precious interview, Sister Ball and myself, with Brother and Sister Roper. I hope they will follow the light. I have my fears that their attachment to Dr. Scott is so strong it will be hard to break away from the Presbyterian Church. I visited Sister Billet. She attended meetings under the tent. She is a superior English lady. She is keeping the Sabbath and attends the meetings with us. I had a very precious season of prayer with her.
There are, we find, many interested. But whether they will have the courage to come out and embrace the truth, we cannot say. Sister Roper is a very intelligent, influential woman. I fear that she will not follow the convictions of her conscience. She says that we have no idea the influence and effect of the tent meetings in San Francisco. She says the impressions are strong upon the people that we are living in the last days. I see a great work to be done, and we see the necessity of somebody to do it. Young men are needed who will devote their entire interest to this work at any sacrifice. We feel that God is raising up the sons of Brother and Sister Young to enter the ministry. Next week we go to Healdsburg to hold a meeting and have an interview with the son, who is a schoolteacher there, the one who was affected with spiritualism. Children, I entreat of you to keep humble. Don't get puffed up, but keep lowly. It is those who realize their weakness that God uses. Those who are self-sufficient, he can do nothing for. Be lowly, be meek, be pure in thought, and you will be successful. Your mother.